Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tolkien Road. We are going live. It just felt somehow appropriate this morning. So it's John here. Greta.
Me. Hi, hello. Guys. Hello.
Yeah, so welcome to this strange new world that we're living in, at least temporarily, hopefully very temporarily, but we thought it would be appropriate to do our next episode from live streaming, and we don't really have any particular topic except maybe to just talk about what's going on in the world right now, what we're all a part of together right now, mm-hmm. and maybe talk about, explore a little bit how we can inform some of this with somewhat of a Tolkienian spirit. So I'm calling this one the Tolkienian Spirit in a Time of Crisis.
I like that.
I'm also recording it for the podcast, so for those of you who are listening later on the podcast, you can, I don't know what the future will hold for us right here, but I'm kind of having a mind, like thinking of like, is there something I can do just to do, again, my little part, since maybe some people have find a lot of free time on their hands, maybe to do some more like kind of live streaming, more regular episodes during this time. You know, just so maybe we can weather this strange storm somewhat together. You know, that seems to be the thing to do, and that seems to be in keeping with the spirit of the fellowship, right? So,
yes, definitely.
So, here we are. Let's. Just making sure everything's going okay on the podcast there. So good, or on the Facebook Live. We're newbies to this, as you can tell. Yeah, the theme of this episode is the Tolkienian spirit in a time of crisis. This may be a little bit meandering, as you know that we are somewhat want to do in our episodes. I've just been having a lot of thoughts swirling around my head and thinking about what would Tolkien do if he was living through this situation right now? What would he say? How would he react? I think the first thing I want to get out there is that, you know, where we find ourselves right now, it feels like it's this very surreal crisis. I think we can look to Tolkien because Tolkien lived through some real deal crises, right?
Sure.
Some of the major crises of the 20th mm-hmm. century. You think about it. He was of the generation that fought in World War I and fought in the trenches. He himself fought in the trenches. He lived through that, although he lost much. He lost friends, mm-hmm. and shortly thereafter, he was of course alive during the Spanish flu, which was maybe the greatest epidemic, the largest epidemic of the 20th century. Killed way more people than have died from the coronavirus so far, and hopefully, you know, we're never going to get anywhere near those numbers. But he lived through that. And then, of course, he lived through World War II, which was an even greater upheaval and war. You know, maybe we can start by saying, at least none of us have bombs falling on us right now.
That's, yes. Yes.
You know, there are things to be grateful for right now. And, there's no indication that anything of like that will ever happen, but I think a lot of us just face a lot of uncertainty right now. It maybe feels like we've gone from, you know, living in our own respective shires to all of a sudden being faced with the uncertainty and the looming shadow, right? Mm-hmm. For a lot of us, it's probably just still whispers of the shadow, right? Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. some bad things might be coming. But I think in that, one thing I've always taken away from Tolkien is, and one of the things I think that's drawn me to Tolkien all these years is this spirit of hope in darkness, this spirit of it's almost like he gives us a map of what to expect in hope when we face dark times. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what I wanted to explore a little bit on today's episode. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think of that, Greta?
I think that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. And you know, it was Tolkien who coined that term. It's eluding me right now. But the happy turn.
The right? U-catastrophe.
The U-catastrophe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's where we got to put our hope.
I would agree.
In the darkest times is the hope of the U-catastrophe, of a U-catastrophe.
Yeah. Want to give a quick shout out to Steve, who just said, thank you for all you do. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for your kind words. As we're doing this live on Facebook, you guys can interact with us if you're watching live, and we welcome you too. We'll try to do our best. Like I said, we're a little new to doing the live thing. Mm-hmm. But we want to make, the podcast is always pre-recorded and we can't react until later. I want to give you all an opportunity to be more part of it by doing this. And even if it's just for the time being, it's something I wanted to do more of, quite honestly, in the past. And it just seems like now is as good a time as any.
Because I think if ever there was a time for us to pull together, and really relish that sense of community, it's now,
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing up U-catastrophe, by the way.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. As you know, especially if you've listened to our episodes that we did in the past on fairy stories, there's this Tolkienian concept, this term he really coined, eucatastrophe. And what the whole idea there is of the, like Greta said, of the happy turn, mm-hmm. right? That
it's when you least expect it.
It's when you least expect it. And you can see this all throughout Tolkien's works. It's arguably the thing that, one of the things that's most attractive about his works is mm-hmm. the palpable sense of, like, in the darkest times that mm-hmm. we can expect the unexpected in a hopeful way.
In a hopeful way.
Right?
Yeah.
We have Javier asking for any new haikus.
What, coronavirus-related haikus?
Hey, send us your haikus.
Yeah, and, do it.
And you never know. We didn't come up with any for this episode. This is a very spontaneous episode. But maybe we can weather the storm with some clever haikus as well.
It's a great idea.
So U-catastrophe, right? I was thinking about this, and one of the things I've always, I felt like a lot is like, why do difficult things happen in our lives? Why do we face these times when everything seems like it may be relatively good, and we're kind of humming along, feeling all good? And then all of a sudden, boom, something happens and it changes everything. And for some of us, maybe for many of us, it throws things into complete upheaval and it gets scary, existentially scary. What is this all about? And again, I think Tolkien speaks to that in so many ways. He is able to kind of, I've had this thought of Tolkien being this sort of like prophet of hope, right? Mm-hmm. That he's this prophet of hope. And he teaches us how to be more hopeful. I think if you explore his works, I think a lot of that has to do with his faith, right? With his belief in Christ, the crucifixion leading to the resurrection, and I have this sense that, like, through all of this, right, whatever it is we're going through, maybe we're at the very beginning of it, maybe we're getting closer to, I hope we're closer towards the end of it. But no matter what, right, we're going to be changed, and we have the opportunity to either react in hope, respond in hope, or to respond in fear and respond in kind of selfishness. And so, how can we as lovers of Tolkien respond in hope and in self-giving, right, and in love, mm-hmm. right? How can we be, use our love of Tolkien and be a light to others, right? Who are those fellowship people? Who is the fellowship in our life? Who are the fellowships in our lives who are looking for us to play a meaningful part in that, right? This is just, kind of just what I want to explore, in all of this. And maybe it's not just today, but maybe it's going forward. Maybe it's a more regular, maybe it's a more regular thing. My recurring thought in all of this is just, to myself, is just to act in hope. I think each mm-hmm. of us, maybe there's some Gandalfs out there who are going to play like a really big role in all of this. And, you kind of expect to play a big role in all of this. But I think most of us are the Frodos, the Sams, the Marys, the Pippins, right? We're all kind of these little figures that nobody expects much of in this, but we all have a part to play. And we could get to the end of it all and just putting one foot in front of the other and realize, like, I played like the bigger, a bigger part than anybody expected, or I had even expected to. And it was just by putting one foot in front of the other. You know, I think that's the mindset we all need to have. The scene, you know, Greta, and again, I don't want to like just ramble on and not give you a chance to talk. So feel free to interject at any time. The scene that I keep coming back to in Lord of the Rings is Frodo when he's there with the Council of Elrond, and you know, everybody's arguing about what do we do now, and you know, all these like big important people are arguing about like, oh, you know, what's, you know, who's going to do this, and you know, what's the right step to take. And all Frodo does, I mean, it's like one of the most inspiring moments in the whole story. He stands up and he says, "I will take the ring, though I do not know the way." Right? And that to me is the like great heroic moment of the whole story. He doesn't know the way.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He's completely clueless about the future, but all he knows is that somebody has to take this thing, and it has to take it to the heart of Mordor,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he's willing to do that.
And he's the one that's willing to do that. He acknowledges that, like, you know, by saying, "I will take it," right? He volunteers, but he says, "I don't know the way." So he also acknowledges that he's going to need help, right? Mm-hmm. We can't think of ourselves as being like, "Well, I can do this all by myself." We all have a part to play, but we also have to acknowledge our dependency on one another. That's a huge lesson I feel like maybe we're all learning together right now, is how to stop acting selfishly and complete self-interest, and how to think of like, okay, who's suffering more than I am right now, and how can I be of assistance to them?
Yeah.
Who, what are, again, the fellowships in my life where we're relying on one another? It's not just about me, but it's about relying on one another and relying on that common good that exists amongst us to get through this together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking, too, that, you know, in a society that's kind of slowly, or maybe not so slowly, but we've kind of progressed from, you know, a social media and online becomes more of the norm than personal face-to-face contact, reaching out and, you know, to those fellowships, to those support groups. And right now it has to be through social media because of the whole social distancing thing. But I think it's probably with a more personal outlook. Like it's even though we're still communicating through social media, I feel like there's more, it's just infused with more love and personal care than maybe there was before.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's like I've been in touch with people that I haven't been in touch with for weeks, months, even, because we're all kind of thinking about each other and wondering, oh, how's this person doing? What's going on? And I'm grateful that we have the technology to keep us in touch, you know, even though it's still not the face-to-face that we probably all prefer, but it's there. And we can still see people's faces over the internet or hear people's voices over the phone or whatever. So I feel like that's definitely something good that's coming out of this already.
Right.
And that serves to increase our hope. And it reminds us that we're not in it alone. I feel like that's what I'm really struggling with, is I often forget that this is not just me and my family that's being affected. Like, it's everyone. It's the entire world, you know? And this is unprecedented. This has never happened like this in our lifetimes.
Well, and thank God as it's happening that it's happening in the in the context where we do have this ability to remain connected, right? Mm-hmm. That even though, you know, we are really kind of shut up more and more, right, in our own little hobbit holes, that we are able to maintain connection with one another. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the blessings of social media. I have been a social media pessimist in a lot of ways, you know, you know, because there's just so much vitriol and hate and propaganda that gets thrown around and mud that gets slung. But now it's like, wait a minute, maybe we're seeing how it's not about technology, like the technology is never the issue. It's how we use it, right?
Exactly.
It's mm-hmm. it's how we as human beings choose to use it and choose to respond with it. And we're seeing that it can actually be a huge blessing if it's used in the proper
Absolutely.
Way. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like just about any tool, right? If it's used, if it's used for a good purpose, then it can be a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, maintaining that human connection is in all of this is huge, and using these tools and it's going to allow us to get through it much quicker. You think about just the ability of like doctors, scientists to speak to each other right now and to mm-hmm. share learnings and that kind of thing, and how mm-hmm. much more efficient it is now than it may have been even 20 years ago. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just thinking about, the whole idea of a fellowship, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it took Frodo's willingness to start the journey, but he never would have completed it if it weren't for his fellowship. And in the end, we see it wasn't even him that threw the ring in. It was Sam,
right?
So, I mean, who's that Sam in your life? Like, that's who you really got to be connected to right now.
Well, I got to be a nerd for a second. It wasn't Sam that threw it in. It was Gollum that unfortunately fell.
But, you know, it was...
Sam had his huge part, and it wouldn't have happened if, you know, the ring wouldn't have been destroyed if it wasn't for
it
Sam
wasn't
being
for
there
Sam.
Too, right?
Exactly.
Sam had to carry Frodo at times, right?
Yep.
And sustain him, but yeah, well, I mean, you got to bring up Gollum too, because it's like, don't be Gollum, right? don't be the Gollum in all of this. Hey, by the way, you know, for us as Tolkien fans, we got to see a little bit of I don't know if irony is the right term in all of this, but maybe a little bit of meta poetry going on with the fact that this thing is called the coronavirus. And what is the corona? It's called that because if you see these things on on the level of an electron microscope, if you see these little virus cells,
it has the
ring around it, the gold ring around it, right?
Ring.
So there you go, right?
Wow, the ring. Okay.
Yeah, the ring is everywhere. Yeah. The one ring. So, So you know. How do we respond to it? And, I know one of the things I've been encouraging Greta, for those of you who don't know, Greta's actually a nurse. So she's a medical professional by trade. And, you know, as of late, she's been working with, in an environment that's not really about infectious diseases or anything like that. But, you know, one of the things I've been saying to you is like, hey, be mentally prepared, you know, and to think of yourself as like kind of being on deck in case you got to, in case you got to go into it and help out in some way. So.
And I'll be honest, that's scary. Like, that's a really scary thought. And, but I'm realizing that I just need to have Frodo's mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to just have that willingness, even though I don't know the way. It's been quite a while since I've worked. I mean, that was actually my very first job out of school was on an infectious disease unit in DC. But I haven't done that for a couple of decades now.
Yeah.
So it's scary. Like, it's scary to think that I could get pulled back into that kind of, you know, without any kind of training or preparation. But I just have to respond like Frodo, right? I'm willing to do it. Just, I don't know the way, but I'm willing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That goes a really long way.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, maybe you're not, maybe all you can do is be like Frodo in the situation and be like, I'll do whatever I have to do, but I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. And I need other people to, you know, kind of help me see what that is.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Gandalf and you kind of see the whole playing field and you know exactly the role that you and others need to be playing and you can marshal people to do that.
Mm-hmm. We need those people.
You know, maybe you're Aragorn and you've got a like kind of larger destiny to fulfill than most of us, right? Mm-hmm. And
this could be the crisis that, you know, that forces you to own that destiny and really work toward it.
Yeah.
Because Aragorn was he was reluctant, I think, right? To take the crown that was rightfully his, but he was, when that crisis happen. You know, I think it takes that for some of us. It takes a crisis. It takes something larger than ourselves to really force us to do what we knew all along we should be doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes extreme measures.
Yeah, definitely. I think the takeaway in all this is that we all find ourselves on the journey. We've left the Shire at this point.
Yeah,
right?
We absolutely have.
We have left the Shire for some time. It doesn't mean we'll never come back to the Shire, but we've left the Shire, and mm-hmm. if we do return to the Shire, it's likely to be changed in some way. But we've left the Shire, each and every one of us, and mm-hmm. and we have to think about the sacrifice of being part of a fellowship, whether that's, you know, on our local level and just, you know, like kind of our friends and our family and being supportive and being a voice of hope, being a voice of reason. Mm-hmm. But on a, you know, maybe it's a larger level in the local community or in the state, or, you know, maybe it's just even doing our part as part of the human race right now. And whatever that looks like. So, you know, I think it's important we just take away, like, as fans of Tolkien, like, and we're able to think about how he might respond and what his words of wisdom might be in this particular situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're creative, right? We know that's a big part of what Tolkien does, and you know, Tolkien placed a lot of stake in creativity, and I would say don't be afraid to use your creative gifts to bring light and joy to the lives of others in this time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of people who are scared about the uncertainty out there, and so I think Tolkien would want the people who love his works, and I think Tolkien would want the people who love his works to be like kind of those fellow prophets of hope, right?
Absolutely.
To say like, look, mm-hmm. you know, things might be bad and they might get even worse, but don't. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? There is the, you know, there is the unexpected happy turn, you know, that can happen in all of this. And
I think there's many ones happening too, you know.
Yeah.
Like I think even, I mean, yes, obviously we're all hoping for that, you know, that resurrection type moment. But I think in times of crises and hardship, we're really forced to look for those little graces, look for those little happy turns in the midst of all the darkness, because that's what's going to keep us going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, be focused and working toward the U catastrophe, but look for those little mini U catastrophes along the way.
Yeah.
You know, in the Tolkienian spirit, I was also thinking something I've been thinking about over the last couple of days, and I actually saw somebody posted on Facebook recently that this is an unprecedented time. And I mean, we're living in history right mm-hmm. now. This is a time that like our, you know, that future generations are going to be learning about, that we're going to be asked questions about. And Tolkien being a writer, I think like let's just write about it. Keep mm-hmm. a journal, you know, like they just, even if it's just a couple of lines a day, just record your thoughts, your feelings, the events of the day. Because this is, I feel like we need to preserve in some way the events of this time, because it's history. It's
yeah.
history in the making. And I know Tolkien, being a writer himself, would endorse my idea. So
Undoubtedly. Yeah, you know, now is the time to reject despair, right? It's a time to reject mm-hmm. the kind of
actively reject
the Denethorian
mm-hmm.
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time, you know. It can even feel like a little bit like what we're going through is kind of it feels surreal, because it feels mundane for a lot of us, and like we're just kind of stuck in one place, mm-hmm. and you know we're not going through like the crisis that Tolkien lived through, of like bombs falling on you, right? Or bomb, you know, just like the prospect of your country being invaded. But we don't know the outcome. We don't know when the curve is going to flatten, right? As they say, mm-hmm. We don't know if this thing's going to get a lot worse before things do get better. People are facing the prospect of unemployment in a lot of cases. And we just have to reject the spirit of despair, right? The Denethorian spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great recommendation. And I think, you know, lift your thoughts, right? Lift your thoughts to like, what is it that are the lessons learned every day about, you know, those things that we don't always stop and ponder and contemplate, the deep connectedness of our existence as human beings and our existence with the rest of the world. I mean, take a long walk, right? Take a long walk and, you know, like through nature, right? If you can, right? If you can get out of your house and get somewhere like that while maintaining social distancing and all that kind of stuff, you know,
And notice what you're seeing. You know, listen for the birds. And this, it's interesting to me too, that just the timing of all of this, because in a lot of ways there is a lot of, there's just a lot of uncertainty and unsettling. But I mean, we're like, spring is happening. Right. I mean, like I was running the other day and I was like just noticing that all the trees that are in bloom, you know, I was like, coronavirus can't stop that beautiful tulip tree, you know, and it was like, and I was smelling, you know, all the flowers and hearing the birds and just noticing the squirrels going, I know, I mean, there's like, life is still going on.
Yeah.
You know, life as we know it is definitely changed and different for the time being. But birds are still laying eggs, you know? I mean, the trees are still blooming. The grass desperately needs to be cut, by the way, because it's still growing.
It's raining like crazy. It's been raining like crazy where we live since early February, which is nice, but also the grass is getting extremely high and I can't find the time to cut it because...
I don't know why. We're stuck at home.
Well, it's because it's all wet.
I know.
Right? It'll clog up the lawnmower.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I really just had to kind of tip my cap to our boys yesterday who it was raining all day, but they were outside playing baseball like all afternoon. And I was like, you know, like that's, we need to have that spirit. Like we need to be willing to play baseball in the rain.
Yeah.
Like that's, I was like, I could take a lesson from those two for sure.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Quick, let's do a quick shout out to some of the folks that are interacting with us, watching. So we said hey to Steve H just a moment ago, a few minutes Steve. Ago, and then Javier. I'm serious about the haiku. If y'all want to send haiku, you know, we'll see if we can't get it read here on the air.
Yeah. Can I ask real quick?
Hold on. So we got to give a shout out to Mary Grace.
Oh yeah, Mary Grace. Hey, Mary Grace.
One of the original super fans. Great to see you, Mary Grace. Let's see. And then, Brian O, great to see you, Brian. And then Chuck said, keeping a journal helps with stress relief too. Writing your thoughts helps you understand and cope better.
Yeah. See, Chuck and me, we're like
on the same page.
Or totally.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, so Javier made a comment. Well, he made a couple of really good comments. First of all, his second comment was do the best with the time given. And I think that's so true. You know, we were watching a video the other day and the guy on there made the comment. He was like, when are our schedules going to be cleared like this again? Like ever. And you know, I was texting with my brother a little bit this morning and he works for the government and he's been put on administrative leave for the time being. And he's like, I'm going to have the most amazing yard come the summer because he's just been outside like working in his yard constantly. And I think that's great, you know, and for those of us who are finding ourselves with all this extra time on our hands, let's not look at it as an inconvenience. You know, let's look at it as a blessing, as a gift and use it. For good.
Learn a language.
Learn how to play chess.
Yeah.
Well,
spend time with the ones you love and that you maybe don't get a chance to spend time with. Also, like, you know, think about your neighbors, right? And like, think about your local neighbors. And you know, I know we have to maintain social distancing and everything, but I don't think that necessarily means we have to be like locked up in our houses and not thinking about the people that live close. You can stay 6 feet away from somebody and ask how they're doing, right? And say, do you need anything? Do you need me to run any errands for you? Especially for those folks who are find themselves in the higher risk categories, right? If they have an illness, if they're over, if they're getting up there in years and obviously they have a higher risk, you know, maybe that's just something we all need to do is say, what can I do? How can I be of service to you? You know, and during this time.
Absolutely. So I think that's really, and just that outward focus, I think. Yeah. Just again, remembering like we're all in this together. All of us are suffering. And just keeping, keeping your outward focus. The other thing I wanted to mention that Javier said, he said, I always remember Frodo and Gandalf's conversation in Moria. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember that off the top of my brain. Can you?
Well, I think I'd love to hear more specifically what Javier has in mind there. I think it's vaguely in my mind, but I think it has to do with doing with our time what we're able, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't choose the things that happen to us. We mm-hmm. it's about how we respond to them.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Carol H? Hey,
oh there
Carol
we go.
I think she may have just enlightened our discussion here.
Carol H. coming through. So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. Mm-hmm. Gandalf to Frodo from the Fellowship of the Ring. I think that's what Javier was referring to.
Yeah, then he followed it up with do the best with the time given. Yeah.
Word. There you go.
Awesome. Yep. See, this community thing, it's pretty great.
Yeah. Let's see. Mary Grace, she quoted Sam, who said, and there was light and high beauty ever beyond the shadow's reach, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's, you know, we're living in this strange manifestation of the shadow right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we all have to remember is like we again as Tolkien, as lovers of Tolkien, like can we look beyond the shadow of the right now of now
and not give into it like Denethor
and see the right? beauty that's beyond its reach. Mm-hmm. Right. See the eternal beauty that's beyond its reach.
And that's looking for that eucatastrophe, right?
Right.
And hoping in it.
Well, yeah. trusting that it will occur at the right time.
Right.
Right. It's always, yes. It always manages yes. to happen somehow at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And
not on our timeline.
Not on our timeline. Right.
right.
And there will
right
be difficulties.
Time.
Some of us may have a lot of suffering in store. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make light of that or like be like, well, you know, you're not going to have to suffer. Like, you know, I think that's the part of each human being's life is suffering in some degree. Mm-hmm. But it's all about having that hope through the suffering.
Yeah.
And again, you know, if you come back to where Tolkien was coming from, it's hope rooted in the resurrection, right?
Yeah.
And the resurrection of Christ, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That Christ came to model this for us in going through the darkness of his passion and his crucifixion, that beyond that was life, and not just life, but
life eternal. Yeah.
Right.
Word.
So, yeah, what, you know, love to hear from you guys as far as what we can do to help with this podcast. I don't want to volunteer Greta to do something every single day because of other...
I ain't got much else going on, I'll be honest.
Other priorities, but, you know, I've thought about, like, you know, maybe just doing a little bit something every day, every other day, doing a Facebook Live where we can kind of have a little book club. You know, go back, read Lord of the Rings.
Maybe a short story, maybe
the Silmarillion.
What about Leaf by Niggle?
I mean, Leaf by Niggle.
Well,
I feel like I've read it multiple times recently.
I know you have. I know. Our book club read it a couple months ago and I didn't reread it.
Shame.
I know. But that story just feels like it feels like it would hit home. In a lot of ways.
Well,
right
it always
now.
Hits home.
Well, I know, but especially now, mm-hmm. like in these times. But again, that's just an idea. I would love to hear what our listeners would like to do as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're looking for ideas of how we can serve. So, you know, let us know. You can comment on this video. Going forward, you can send us emails, TolkienRoadPodcast@gmail.com. You know, maybe we read a little bit of one of Tolkien's letters, you know, some of the more inspiring letters he's got in there.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Every day, or we just take a particular mm-hmm. quote, particular scene, and think about what are the great things to take away from it. But
mm-hmm.
I just have a feeling that Tolkien has a lot of hope, and I think the people who are in this audience are probably, you know, we're given the gift of Tolkien and a love of Tolkien, maybe to be a hope to other people in a time such as this, because again, mm-hmm. Tolkien is that prophet of hope.
He totally is.
So
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, any other thoughts, Greta?
Ooh,
at this time?
Not like, no. I feel like it's weird. I feel like I have a lot of thoughts until someone asks me if I have any other thoughts. And then I'm like,
no pressure.
Ah, can't deal. No, I think this has been really good. I mean, I think you know, just reminding ourselves that we're not alone in this,
mm-hmm.
you know, And just being a source of encouragement to one another is key. And we all have, you know, we all have our unique gifts, I think, that we can share during this time.
Right.
And we need to figure out what those are.
Yeah, and I'm just checking out the live stream here to make sure we're not missing anybody.
Ooh, I'm real glowy, guys. I think I've gotten more glowy as
we've been on here longer. Trying to figure out the lighting situation, but you know, you got the spirit of Galadriel shining through you, right?
Yes. I just need my
the Shekinah glory is with Greta.
I need my file.
Yes, she's been up on. She's been on up on Mount Sinai and returned like Moses with her countenance glowing.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it. It's good.
We got a shout out here from Kelly. She says, we need to be willing to play baseball in the rain. Yes. Thank you. And then Franchelle, yo, looking good.
Hey,
thanks, Franchelle.
Fran. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. We're going to call this one a day, and we plan to be back soon. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what we can do for you all in the time being. And hopefully we'll see you again very soon.
Yeah, I hope so. This has been great. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Take care.
Stay healthy. Wash those hands.
Maintain social distancing. And think in terms of the fellowship, right? Think in terms of the fellowship and think in terms of being a prophet of hope. What would Tolkien do? WWTD. What would Tolkien say, maybe? What WWTS?
That works. I like it. Yeah.
What would Tolkien fellowship? WWTF? WTF.
Tolkien, wait, what is that? Is fellowship
I'm trying to get something that's WTF just to be stupid. All
right. Oh, I... Okay.
Sorry, people.
Sorry, that took me a minute.
All right.
All right.
Time for us to shut up.
I think so. Yeah. Well, it's great to hear from you guys, and hopefully we'll see you all again soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chuck says, wishing you all the best. See you soon. See you soon, Chuck, and see you soon, everybody else.
Yes. We wish you all the best, and yeah.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.